Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
National championship is in the balance. 13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two.
Huzang gonna go.
Huzang, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, short.
He won, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. Championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
That is Ian Eagle on the call. CBS last night, the Florida Gators win their third national title in basketball. In the last 19 years, I believe they became the first school to win at least three national championships in both football and basketball. Pretty amazing feat. They come back from a 12-point deficit late in the game. Our guy TJ Reeves, you know him normally as the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter, but he's a big-time college basketball announcer, reporter, guru. He's in San Antonio. He was at the game last night, and he joins me on the West Her Hotline. What's up, buddy? How's San Antonio treating you?
Hey, good morning. It is always great to be with you on the mighty WGR. I did not go to the University of Florida. I do live in the state. Some think I live in a state of confusion, Sal, but I do live in the state of Florida. What a night. What a night that just ended a few hours ago after they won that game. They had a boat parade, which we'll get into in a little bit, in downtown San Antonio on the Riverwalk. So we'll talk about that. But this thing never fails to deliver, the NCAA tournament. It's the best. We all know that football is king. We know the Super Bowl is king. The NFL is king. But this is the best event in sports, Sal, and what a weekend with the drama. I know it wasn't the best played, best shooting percentage championship game, but my God, was there drama in that building as it came down to the final seconds. Houston having never won a national title, so regionally close to San Antonio. Sal, they easily had 40, 45,000 fans in that building last night, and Florida took it from them. That's the bottom line.
All right, so that's my question. Did Florida win it, or did Houston lose it?
Both. I think it's both. You got to credit Florida and Walter Clayton for finally coming alive. I mean, you're talking about one of the best players in college basketball who had scored 30 in each of the last two games in the Elite Eight and the Final Four. And he's got no points at the half. He doesn't have a field goal in the game, a made shot from the floor with 8 minutes left in the game. But then he came alive. He scored 9 points on two and ones and a three-pointer, came alive, and you could see the Gators fed off of that to an extent, and you saw Houston play tight. The same thing that happened to Duke on Saturday night where they couldn't finish it, played tight, screwed it up, turned it over, opened the door, and let Houston beat them. Same thing happened to Houston last night. Played tight, couldn't score, turnovers at the end, and Florida, again, deserves all of the credit for kicking that door in and winning the national championship last night.
So the way I described it earlier is, I think that Houston kind of lost the final several minutes, But I think Florida won the final possession. I think their defense was just simply better than Houston's offense in that final possession. What do you think?
Yes. And what you saw was that Florida obviously was ready for them, ready on double teams and switches, and Todd Golden did a tremendous job. I mean, there's only so much you can do as a coach to prepare your team, send them out there, go over it, show it to them, and they got to go execute it. But they were ready, and Houston really didn't have the second big offensive weapon last night besides L.J. Cryer, their veteran guard who had transferred from Baylor, won a national championship with Baylor in 2021, and it hurt them. It hurt them at the end of this game, but again, that's credit to Florida. The SEC was tough. I know, especially up in Western New York, you guys get sick of hearing about SEC this, SEC that, but it is tough to argue with how tremendous that conference was out of conference in November and December. And then they get seven in the Sweet 16. They get four of them in the Elite Eight. They get two of them in the Final Four, and they get the national champion. Florida was just on a roll at the end of the year, and it continued here in San Antonio. What a story. What a story. What
did you think of the other two games on Saturday night as well? As you said, it was a great weekend.
Incredible. I mean, I have had the privilege. This was my 22nd one of these.
Wow.
I'm getting that old.
Love
about
it.
You.
Yeah, I love it.
This is my 22nd one of these. I cannot say that I have ever been at one with three more dramatic games with four elite teams in this. These were clearly the four best teams in college basketball. Are you kidding me? I mean, Auburn won 20 games this year against quad one opponents. 20. Most years you're good to win 7 or 8. They won 20. Houston won 22 of their final 23 games, sweeping the Big Ten regular season, sweeping the Big 12 regular season and Big 12 tournament, down all the way to the championship game. Duke was devastating all year long, lost one ACC game, killed Illinois back in February at Madison Square Garden, had beaten Auburn at home, had beaten Arizona at Arizona, got all the way to the Final Four, and Houston got them. And then how do you go against what Florida did down the stretch of the season in that conference, winning the SEC tournament and now winning the NCAA tournament? This was a great Final Four, a great product. I don't know that it's going to be this way for the foreseeable future, that it's all the dominant teams, but it was for this year in San Antonio. You want to hear more about the boat parade? What's up? You want
Let's
to know about
do it.
That?
Tell me all about it.
Okay, so I get done at the Alamo Dome with work duties, with Tune In and the post-game show that we did, put that up, put it to bed, get back to the hotel, and I got people texting me, are you coming to the boat parade? I'm like, I'm not going to be in Gainesville in time. No, they mean the boat parade right now.
What time was this? What time was this?
So this is about 1 Eastern midnight Central. So by the time I got out of my hotel and got to the Riverwalk, which winds all the way through downtown San Antonio, including by the Alamo, all of it, I'm now down there at about 12:30 a.m. Central Time. And, Sal, I'm not exaggerating. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of orange and blue-clad Florida Gator fans in the middle of the night lining the Riverwalk that winds all the way through. And the roars that were echoing through that Riverwalk as those boats slowly came through the river with the Gator players on the end of the boat holding up the championship trophy. It was wild. It was absolutely wild at 1 a.m. local time. They had a boat parade, and they're playing the Gator fight song and doing the chomp and the whole thing, and the players spoke with a couple of wireless microphones to the crowd and were yelling out to the crowd, and it was crazy. It was crazy. It was legit. I was there. So that was a wild experience. That's the first one of those. I've not been to a boat parade in the middle of the night after a Final Four championship game. How about that?
Okay, but now you have experienced an NHL Stanley Cup championship parade. You've experienced a Super Bowl Lombardi parade in Tampa, both these. And now you've experienced the San Antonio Final Four Gator parade. Can you compare the three?
I think you just brought up a great point. I am now a boat parade veteran. And this was accidental. This was completely accidental. I thought that two of the people that were texting me literally were me. I said to both of them in text messages, I should show them to you. I should send them to you. You mean back in Gainesville? Like, what river are they going to be on? And then they're like, no, right now, downtown. Get over here on the Riverwalk. And it was something to behold to kind of cap off the college basketball season. But, yeah, a lot of fun to be involved in this event. And again, there's a lot of uncertainty on whether the little guy is going to get stamped out by NIL and the transfer portal. I don't preach so much doom and gloom after 1 year. Show me that this is a problem in 2027 and still a problem in 2028, and then we'll talk. But for right now, the powerhouse teams were the powerhouse teams at the end of this year.
Hey, Houston to San Antonio is roughly what it is from Syracuse to Buffalo. I imagine if the championship was in Buffalo, how many Syracuse fans would be there if they were in it? What was the crowd like as far as, you know, dividing up? Was it really pro-Houston or no?
Easily. Yeah. 40, 45,000, something okay. like that. I mean, it's 3 hours away.
Yep.
And they had the arena last night. I mean, when they came on the floor, deafening. When they were making three-point shots there in the first half and had the lead, you're like, this is going to happen. They got Akeem Olajuwon in the house, for God's sake, Sal.
Yeah.
It's like the magic was all there until it wasn't, until Florida. And again, it's worth saying, Florida took it from them. They had to make shots, they had to make plays, and they took it from them. Just a fantastic night all the way around. But yeah, I don't know how well it translated on TV, but it was easily 60-40 Houston, and it might have been closer to 70-30 just because of the proximity, all the red all the way around the Alamo Dome. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gators didn't care. Gators don't care. Gators got the trophy. They got the hardware. They got a national championship. What a great stat from you that is three college football national titles and three college basketball men's national titles. That's something to be impressed by.
Yeah, first school to ever do it. Before I let you go, what's the outlook for these teams' futures, even with all the uncertainty? And can we even predict what their futures are because of the uncertainty?
I think the second point is the point. We can't predict it with the uncertainty because Houston loses several of the guys to graduation and or the transfer portal coming up. It's going to happen. Florida, the same thing. I mean, they're going to lose probably three or four pieces off of this team. A couple of guys are out of eligibility. A couple of guys are going to go somewhere else, probably in the transfer portal, or maybe try to go to the NBA. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now on a lot of these prominent teams. I mean, that whole Duke team is going to be part of the NBA draft, like four of them. So we'll see what the next few weeks bring with the transfer portal and the NBA draft. But for right now, on the Tuesday morning after that, that was amazing. An amazing weekend of college hoops, and it just renews again why March, this month, and this event is so special. No doubt, Mr. Sal.
You got a chance to watch Cooper Flagg up close. Is he the best player in college basketball? Is he the number one pick in the NBA?
The word I keep using is ridiculous. Not unlike Sal Capaccio and everything he does. You're ridiculous. He is ridiculous. I mean, to be 18 years and barely 3 months old and to be able to handle the ball as a big guy with his left hand and go left and dunk on people and watch him step back and bury threes and watch him play defense. And I mean, buckle down and play defense and go block shots. How scary is this guy going to be a year from now? How scary is this guy going to be at 22 years old?
In like the NBA, though, a year from now in the NBA, right?
Sure.
He's going to be the number one pick, right? He has to be.
Sure, he has to be. But you look at the potential, at the ceiling. The ceiling is amazing on what he can be. Is he going to stay healthy? That's an unknown. Mm-hmm. But It is scary how talented he is, and he's not even supposed to be in college. He graduated a year early. He went on the fast track to get done a year early to get to Duke a year early. His twin brother is a senior this year in high school in Maine, and they won the state championship. It's scary what his potential can be, and it was a lot of fun. But again, you're not guaranteed anything. They didn't even get to the title game, Sal, as you know. Houston took them down.
What's today for you? What's today look like?
All right, so we got a few more radio interviews, and then I am on the plane back to Tampa, and I get to decompress for a couple of days, and then we start looking at that that NFL draft thing coming up, and how that all works for the Buccaneers and the Bills and the rest of the NFL.
So before that, we're going to be maybe. I'm hoping to see you. I'll be in Tampa this coming weekend. Sabres at Lightning, by the way. Nice win for the Sabres over the Lightning. Even though Lightning are, of course, getting to the playoffs this year, Sabres aren't. But Sabres Lightning on Sunday night. Well, I'll be there. We'll be there.
So get down. I'm getting to Tampa. Get down to Tampa. Food on me because you are the best. and then we got Stanley Cup playoffs coming for the Lightning, who drop kicked the Rangers last night. I just saw that score a few minutes ago. So we got the hockey going on. Maybe another boat parade in the offing for the Lightning. I get all these invites to boat parades. Maybe I got another one coming up for the Lightning for the Stanley Cup and hockey. Who knows? Long way to go on that. But I look forward to seeing you, the wife, Max. We got to make that happen this weekend. Let's do it in Tampa Bay. Let's rendezvous in Tampa Bay. You from Western New York, me from the Alamo. I will not go by boat like the boat parade. I'll be flying back to Tampa, but I will be there, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right, I promise you this as I let you go. If the Buffalo Sabres ever win a Stanley Cup or the Buffalo Bills ever win a Super Bowl, we will have a Lake Erie boat parade, and you're going to be invited, okay? So you can experience another one.
Bring me there. All right? I am the king of the boat parade on a Tuesday morning, and I want to be there for all of that. Be well. You are phenomenal. You know why I'm telling you phenomenal. Thurman Thomas is the code, kids, on WGR. Sal will explain it at some point. But, wow, I mean, this was quite the experience in San Antonio, and I look forward to being with you this weekend. Behave.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. Be well. Enjoy the rest of your day and safe travels back home. You got it. TJ Reeves right there. Yeah, TuneIn Radio app is where he's called games. He was part of the broadcast last night, post-game show. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter, all-around great guy, and he's become a friend over the years. I don't know if I've ever told the story, but I will real quickly. When I lived in Florida, I was living in a small town on the West Coast, and I would listen to Tampa radio. This is 90s, early, late 90s. And there was a guy I was listening to. His name was TJ Reeves. He's on Tampa radio. I'm like, all right. And I would listen to him once in a while, much like people are listening to this show. And, liked him. I thought he had, good insight and takes and all that kind of stuff. And then never met him or anything. And then years later, I got the job here at WGR. And the Bills were maybe playing the Bucks one year. It's 2012, maybe. Go back to then. I don't remember exactly when. But either way, maybe they weren't even playing, but something was going on. I'm like, I need a Tampa Bay guest. I'm like, oh, this guy TJ Reeves, I used to listen to him. So I reached out. I'm like, hey, I used to listen to you down there. Now I'm in Buffalo. He's like, oh my God, that's great. Let's do it. And we've become very good friends for over a decade now. So when the Buccaneers play the Bills and he comes up, I take him. And last year, 2 years ago it was, that Thursday night game, not only TJ, but legendary play-by-play man of the Buccaneers and the Florida State Seminoles, Gene Dekaroff, took him out for Buffalo Wings. They loved it. We had a great time. And then whenever me and the fam and we go down to Florida, we're in the Tampa area, we always hook up, TJ and his family. And he has twin girls who are graduating high school. So, life comes at you really, really fast. We'll take a timeout. Anyway, thanks a lot to TJ Reeves. Good interview right there. You can always catch it on demand at WGR550.com. When we come back, I need to touch on Ovi. We'll do that here or maybe in the next segment, 11, I want to give it a little more space. But we also have open phone lines. And Matt Bove and I, on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, we had some real fun on our last podcast, and we're going to have even more fun coming up on a podcast we're doing today. And I'll let you in a little secret on that. We come back on WGR.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.